Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Thursday to everyone. I'm hoping that you all are having a absolute wonderful Thursday evening. We're here in the Hampton Roads and it is extremely hot. I want to shout out to my host Francine Humphrey. She's feeling a little under the weather tonight, so she's not going to be with us, but we have a great show tonight. And we're looking forward for you all listening in to our show tonight. And so I will be bringing our guests on in a few minutes. So basically, let me just tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. And then we're going to jump right in tonight. We just have a great guest that we want to bring on so that our listening audience will get to know her. But basically, let me tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women, of course, was founded by Francine Humphrey, the host of this show. Of course, she's feeling under the weather tonight and won't be here with us. But Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families, reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And, of course, yours truly, Veronica McMillan, your co-host tonight. Basically, I am the president and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network, and our goal is just to help nonprofits to become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. And as I said before, Francine and I thank you all so very much for listening to us every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m., bringing great people online, entrepreneurs, women business owners, community activists, advocates, all of that so that you all will be empowered to grow, to be better, to do better. I want to give you information on how to reach out to Francine Humphrey. You can reach her at icwdirector@gmail.com, and you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org. And, of course, if you want to reach out to me, you can go to the Micro Nonprofit Network. And so tonight, we're going to bring Ms. Tamika Williams on the line with us because she basically has a business. She is the owner of a paparazzi jewelry business, and I'm sure you all have heard of paparazzi, but I wanted to bring her on to expose our audience to her so that you all get a chance to know her. She's going to be talking about her jewelry line and a way to connect with her. So Miss Tamika Sugar Williams, that's what we call her here in this area because we're in the Hampton Roads area. Congratulations, and we are glad to have you online with us tonight, ma'am. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. Thank you. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Hello. So what we normally like to do here is just basically we jump in. We're going to hold the mic. So for those of you all who want to ask questions or what have you, you'll have the opportunity to connect with Ms. Tamika because she's going to shout out her all of her handles and which you all can get in contact with her on. And so that you, if you need jewelry, like we all need jewelry, paparazzi, I'm sure – for those of you who are here in the Hampton Roads area, you're familiar with it. But for those of you all who are in our listening audience, basically you're not familiar with it, I am going to let Ms. Tamika talk more about that. So Ms. Tamika Sugar Williams, look, tell us a little bit about how did you get started in the jewelry business? Because, as I said, I think for a lot of women or people around, they've heard of paparazzi. I'm hoping that they've heard of paparazzi. But how did you get started?
Yeah. How you doing? I got started a year ago. It was a coworker of my mother's that she was a consultant, and she wanted to share this business with me. So she kept on at me and kept on. You know how we do. We kept putting her off. Then I started ducking her. But finally, I know I need extra income, so I I joined, and what I did was I purchased a kit off of her website, and it was only a $99 kit to get me started. So when I purchased a kit, the kit came in within a week. When the kit came in, I didn't start right away. The kit sat there. The kit sat there until I realized that let me put this to work. So the jewelry is beautiful, and it's only $5. All our jewelry is $5 for the earrings and necklace set, nickel and lead free, so it won't break you out. Everybody can wear this jewelry. So, and I enjoy, I love jewelry, so I gave it a try, and I love it. I love it. So
and
now
I'm doing well.
I love it. I love it. I've advertised it everywhere I go. I take my bling bag with me everywhere I go. So I love it. And so many women, we have men too, consultants, but it's so many of us. So, and it's a booming business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a booming business.
Who can't afford
$5 jewelry? So it's wonderful.
Who
I love
afford
it. I'm
that?
Glad
so
I joined.
She put it out there. And I
think
who that
can't
that's
afford
so important.
$5
I think you made it. That's exactly right. Who can't afford essential? For those of you all who are on, who are our listening audience, because we have those of you all, again, we're so grateful for those of you all who return every week, who listen, who follows the show or what have you. We are just blessed to know you, that you all are outside of the Virginia area, and that this program is going outside in all of the states of the United States. So we're blessed to have that. Now, Ms. Tamika, can you give us information for people that want to know more about it, or maybe somebody that maybe just want to get started, just like you got started? You know, you started the thing, you ordered your kit, you messed around for a little bit before you got started, but you finally got started. And then you also said that men can do this as well. So how would someone get in contact with you? Do you have an email? Do you have a website? What do they need to do to connect with you?
Yes, you can contact me at 757-359-4544. And if you just want to order my order a kit or go on my website, you can go to shesblingin5.com, and that's my website. And then I have a email address is shesblingin5@gmail.com. Either way, you can get in contact with me, and you can, you know, if you want to know more about the business, you can call me or email me first. And then if you just want to go on my website and see our products, purchase a packet, purchase a kit, and get started.
Yes.
Just go on my website, and you can do that right under my consultant number is 168-186. That's my consultant number. So when you go in, you'll see my picture. You'll see my name up top, Tamika Sugar Williams, and it'll say She's Blinging 5, and you can just scroll down, and step by step instructions is right there for you.
Wonderful. And so for those of you all who are listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, we have Ms. Tamika Sugar Williams online with us tonight, a local paparazzi jewelry owner, and she is basically talking about how you can connect with her in terms of getting jewelry or becoming a sponsor, being able to start your own business. And it's so great to be able to start a business. I think you said $99 was basically the initial investment. So $99 for anyone that really is interested in becoming an owner, starting off as a small business person. We here at the show really promote women business owners because we so believe in that. And so if you also want to reach out to Francine Humphrey, you can connect with her at issuesconcerningwomen.org, or you can connect with her via email at icwdirector@gmail.com. And, of course, you can reach out to me at info@micrononprofitnetwork, or you can just go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. And so we're going to move on because, again, a half an hour goes by so quickly, and I have several questions that I want to ask Ms. Tamika, so that you all will be able to hear. And then for those of you all who are really thinking about starting off on your own business, I think that this is a testament in terms of how you can just start off and build a business slowly. So let me transition and go to how much time does it take for you to do your jewelry business?
I advertise every day. Honestly, I don't go work my business every day, but I do. We do social media live. A live can last 30 minutes to an hour, and that'll bring you income. But it's all what you want Papa Roxy to do for you. Maybe you want him to pay daycare. Maybe you want him to pay your water bill. It depends on what you want out of Papa Roxy. So some of us work very limited. You make your own hours. You work the way you want to work. But if you want this to be your sole income, you have to work it every day. But that's easy because it's fun. It's fun. I mean, we take selfies. We take selfies and post it on social media. That's fun stuff. So when I post selfies, I still get calls from some stuff I wear. You know, do you have that piece? Or it's fun. And when, like, I did a live last week, and I'm still getting calls and order from that live I got last week. So it's all what you want Papa Roxy to do for you. It can bring you off your corporate work job every day if that's what you want, but you're going to have to work it every day. So it's what you put in, you get out. But it's all fun. Yeah. It's all fun, but it can take you where you want to go. Off of $5 jewelry, it's unbelievable, but $5 jewelry in business can take you where you want to go. And the jewelry, it sells itself. It really does.
Yeah, I'm
amazed.
Yes, it
sells
itself.
Yes. Yes, it really does. So what you wanted to do for you, that's the time you put in. Like, I'm still working a full-time job, but I still work my business like every day. I post a selfie every day. I post a piece of jewelry every day, and you get calls for this stuff. So you can work it. Yes.
You can work it.
We have uplines that have retired from this, retired from corporate life, and this is a full-time job for them. One of them don't retire her husband. So it can happen. And it's amazing to sit there and watch it can happen. So I have faith that you know, you can work it. You can make your dream come true with Papa Roxy.
Wow, that's a commercial in and of itself right there. So for those of you all who are listening, you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. You're listening to Ms. Tamika Sugar Williams talk about her paparazzi business. And basically, she's giving you all nuggets in terms of how to make your business grow. You want to put the time in. I think she said over and over and over again that basically it can do what you want it to do, but you got to work it. So you can't just sit on the sideline, look at it and hoping and praying and believing that things are going to happen. You're really going to have to put some action steps in order for that to happen. And Franklin and I, for those of you all who listen to the show on a weekly basis, we talk about this all the time. We're so behind women entrepreneurs and the empowerment of women, but it just doesn't happen by osmosis. It requires you to dig in, to put some time in. And Ms. Tamika Sugar Williams has been saying the importance of really putting the time in and working it. She works it, basically works a full-time job, and she does this, and she's seeing the fruits of her labor. She's putting time in on a daily basis. So we got it. We got to do that. And so I think for those of you all who are sitting on the, you know, on the sideline and you're thinking about a business, one thing you have to do is you have to learn to just jump in there, because if you don't jump in, you will never know how successful that you can be. And so with that said, I want you to also give that information again for how somebody can reach out to you. And, of course, if they want to reach out to our show and then we get to her, you can do that as well. But what we want to do today is we want to promote Tamika Sugar Williams and her paparazzi jewelry. $5, you all, $5 investment. And when we hang the phone up, you all can get with her. So Ms. Tamika, would you basically give that information again in terms of how they can connect with you regarding orders basically going to your website or what have you? Go ahead.
Okay, my jewelry business is called She's Blinging 5, and you can go on my website to make orders or order your kit at shesblinging5.com, or you can send me emails or contact me at shesblinging5@gmail.com. Phone number is 757-359-4544. That's 757-359-4544. And you can contact me, and
wonderful.
I'll talk to you. I'll coach you. Be happy to have you. And this will be something
wow.
you would be glad you took the step on. It's just only $99. That's the smallest kit, $99, and you can get started, start your own business. The $5 jewelry
wow.
will make it work for you.
Yes. Make it work. You all hear
I
that.
Love it.
You
yes.
made you she
Make
said it,
it
over and over and over again. Make it work, because again, you can't make your dreams come true by wishing and hoping and all that stuff. And you all know Francine and I,
no.
week after week, we talk about strategies in terms of business or what have you. And so because I know Miss Tamika Sugar Williams so personally, I know the jewelry, I know the things that she's doing, and I also know that she's putting the time in. So I want to transition a little bit. You talked about it just a, you mentioned it a little bit in terms of, you know, you're doing the lives on Facebook, and you're having people, the jewelry where people can see, they got the website, they got all of that stuff. But let's talk a little bit about clients, because I know for myself, of course, in the nonprofit world, and just like you, still working, not necessarily a full-time job, but a part-time job. But it's difficult balancing
mm-hmm.
all of this, but it also we know that we have to get clients. So is it difficult for you getting clients, or as you, I think you said a minute ago, that the jewelry sort of sells itself, but I know you got to do some
mm-hmm.
other things. So do you find it difficulty getting clients?
I don't find, because I'm a people person, and you have to put yourself out there and go talk to people, let them know what you're doing. I advertise with
mm-hmm.
them, might say, what's that sign on your car, or what's that T-shirt say? What is that? People that don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
you sell paparazzi, but sometimes I just walk up to people and put a piece of jewelry in their hand with my business card just to say, check me out. But it's not hard to find out, because I wear my pieces like every day. I don't go home. I don't leave home without it. Like American Express. I don't leave home without no jewelry on. And most of the people say, oh, I like your jewelry. So, like, I'm in a new building at work, and every day I have a piece on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how a lot of my people, my
mm-hmm.
new employee, in my new office space, they know where, you know, what I'm doing. But I don't think it's hard, because
right.
people nosy. You know, women is exquisite,
mm-hmm.
and we want to know where you get that from. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's hard at all. I haven't had a problem. I haven't got to the max yet, but I don't have a problem finding clients. I'm like
right.
I'm good, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm building,
yeah.
but no, it's not hard at all, because the jewelry sells for itself, and it makes everybody say, "What is that?"
Yeah. Yeah, and I have a few pieces of my own, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And then I think a good strategy that you mentioned just a second ago is that you take a piece of jewelry and that you'll give it to someone. And I'm sure, it surprises the fool out of them to see that here you are giving them a piece of jewelry, and a nice piece of jewelry for that reason, too, because it's colorful, and as you said, it's nickel-plated or what have
yeah.
you, or breakout or what have you. And then the gesture of just being able to give to somebody, I think, is a great marketing strategy, because you can't help but say, why are you doing this for me? And this, that, and the other. And then there's I'm assuming that there's some sort of conversation that will happen from there when you put that jewelry in somebody's hand or what have you, saying, hey, this is for you, this is, you know, special for
yes.
you or what have you. So do you get those sort of kind of reactions from individuals that you just
oh.
say, okay, this
oh,
is a great
yes.
marketing strategy?
Yes,
yeah.
I do. Yes, I do. They be like surprised, well, really, for me? Yeah, for you. And then it's a nice
uh-huh.
way to promote yourself, promote your business, and then it's doing something nice
yes.
for somebody. So that does, that
yeah.
that makes them happy. And, you know I did that once. And I should have kept more pieces than I did. I took two pieces with the card, and all of them was surrounding me, you know, just looking. So I had to go back the next day and get gifts for everybody. But I didn't mind, because that brought me two customers. So
wow.
you don't mind doing things like that, because
out of five, you're going to get two customers. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
things
yeah.
like that,
yeah.
it, you know, we help one another, and it brings you customers. We have to give to get, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I love
mm-hmm.
it. I just love
it's
doing
a,
it. And like you say, it touches their heart.
Yeah.
It makes them look different on you, you know? So I love
mm-hmm.
it. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's just,
so.
I think that's a great marketing strategy because I think that sometimes people are not thinking about, okay, let me just give a piece of jewelry to somebody and that would then have a return. But it's almost like that once you give, you know, you're sowing into somebody's life or what have you, and it
mm-hmm.
brings back fruit into your own life because of the fact that, you're sowing that. So I just want to let those of you all who are listening, again, I want to say thank you for listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. Francine Humphrey, my host, is not here. She's feeling a little bit under the weather, but, of course, it's me tonight, your co-host, Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network. And if you need to connect with me, you can connect with me on our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can go info@micrononprofitnetwork.org to connect. And if you need to connect with Francine Humphrey, you can connect with her via email at icwdirector@gmail.com. And you can certainly go to issuesconcerningwomen.org. And it really is about for us, for those of you all who listen every week, it's about bringing women on our show to help our audience and those around the United States know of another woman business owner who's doing things in her community, because it is so important that we do that. And you heard Ms. Tamika Sugar Williams talk about that giving back, giving a piece of jewelry. So that in turn brings in another client for her. But the intention was, I'm just going to be a blessing to another woman. And so she said it's not difficult for her to find clients. And so I think that when we think about our businesses, whatever our businesses are, we have to look at strategies for marketing our business and look at what's different, what will be stand out. And I think what you're doing in terms of just that, giving that to someone is a great, great strategy for marketing. But I want to pivot a little bit, and we got a couple of more questions because the show is going by so quickly, and I knew that it would be, but I just wanted a listening audience to hear from you. But I want to ask you this question. In the beginning of this year, they talked about this being the year of the woman. There are so many women movement going and so many women coming into business, so many women just saying, you know what, it's time for me to do it. And so they claimed and they coined the phrase that this was the year of the woman. Do you believe that this is the year of the woman?
Absolutely. I sure do. I came across so many rising female entrepreneurs this year is amazing. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know how they say
mm-hmm.
we the weakest vessel? No. I think we have
mm-hmm.
changed that.
Mm-hmm.
I
exactly.
think we have changed that. I mean, women, we going out, we doing what we supposed to do. We getting the job done, and we stepping out on faith to make ourselves, you know, more, put ourselves more out there, starting our businesses. We doing it. Yes, we are. And I do believe this
yeah.
is the year of the woman. Yes. Yes, you just have
yeah,
to step
wonderful.
Out on faith and believe in God is going to make it happen.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so important. I am in full agreement with you there that this is the year of the woman there. I think to the point that you made that there are so many things that's going on. We're seeing so many women, you know, that get their voices, seeing things going on in terms of the empowerment of women or what have you. I'm sitting here looking at the time. I can't believe we only have two more minutes, Miss Tamika Sugar Williams. We got 2 minutes, and so I want to get to my last question before our announcement starts to count us down. And so I know you as being very creative. But what are some of the other creative things that you do? Because I don't think that the people understand how creative you are. Certainly you have the jewelry that you do. But what are some other things that you do? Take about 1 minute and tell us that, since we are coming down to our end. So tell us some of those other creative things that you do.
I I do party planning. I do the candy buffet tables where I do the hand dip chocolates and the party planning. I do weddings and baby showers. And all my candy on my dessert tables is all handmade. It's all hand dip, and I do so much stuff. And I thank God for giving me this gift that I have, because I do a lot. And I thank God for blessing me because I'm always busy. I'm always busy. I always have a client. I always have somebody need me to do something for them. But, yes, I do party planning, birthday parties, baby showers, retirement parties, anything you need a candy table, buffet table for, I can do. I do it. Decorating halls, I do all of that as well. So, yes, I just thank God for my gift. I really do.
And so you want to be able to have the information again for them to reach out to you regarding connecting with you for the jewelry piece. And then I just want just one little second about this party piece, so that people can understand that they also can hire you to come in, to make that space created for their parties, for their kids, for any kind of occasion, correct?
Any kind of occasion, yes. I do all kinds of occasions. Candy table will fit your event. Your theme, I do the theme
Wonderful.
Tables. I do all of that. So you can contact me at 757-359-4544. My jewelry business is shesblingin5.com. That's my website. And the email is shesblingin5@gmail.com. And you can call me, and if my date is available, I can work with you. So, yes, and that's for the party planning, the candy buffet tables, the jewelry party. You can have a jewelry party, an event. I do it all. Just call me.
Wow. Yes, you also heard that. She said that she does it all. So basically we got a jewelry, the paparazzi business going on, and we got that candy, party planning, all of that kind of stuff that she has mentioned for her business. So basically if you are needing any of those services, she's giving you the information to reach out to her, so that your party can have that bling look, because you can mix it up. You can have the jewelry and the kids.
Yeah.
You can have all of the stuff.
You can mix it up. Also, if you're having a ladies' night out, I can come set up a jewelry table, and you can have a little storefront there. I can do it all. I do it all. Mm-hmm. And that'll make, mm-hmm. give them something. If they want something for $5, it's only $5. And it's beautiful jewelry. Beautiful.
So for those of you all also that basically you have opportunities that's coming up, and you have vendors that you want, you may also want to reach out to Ms. Williams so that you have that opportunity to have somebody. Because I know sometimes in a lot of events that you go to, vending events, what people like to do is to have no more than, one vendor for that particular thing. And so you don't want to have a bunch of, vendors all doing jewelry. So for those of you all who have opportunities for vendors to come in, please reach out to her so that she can get in and be able to bring her table, bring her creativity, and you all can have that opportunity to talk. So before we get out of here, give us that information one more time on how they can connect with you.
That's 757-359-4544, or shesblingin5.com, the website, and shesblingin5@gmail.com. You can contact me
if you need to. Go ahead.
You can contact me with Elon at shesblingin5.com is my website, where you can purchase jewelry, join my team, whatever you want. But you can contact my number, 757-359-4544, and the website is shesblingin5@gmail.com. Thank you so
Wonderful.
Much, Ms. Veronica.
You are so welcome. And so if you need to reach out to Francine, you can reach her at issuesconcerningwomen.org. And if you need to reach out to Veronica McMillan, you can just reach out at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. We thank you also very much for listening to our show, Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. And so we will see you all next week. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.